and he could tell you, he knew it just as good as if he could read, just by my grandmother reading it to him. And he told us then, and I was just a child, I mean, 10 or 12 years old, and he told us there was music in the air. And he gave this scripture on it, and he said that, that the Bible said before the end of time that people would go from one country to the other as the ants on the earth, and they would be flying. But it didn't dawn on me that we would have airplanes, that that's what it had reference to, you know, and that he knew that. See, he understood it, but we were children and we didn't understand what he was meaning. But he said people would be going to and fro from other countries all over the world before the end of time.
When was the first time that you ever saw an airplane?
I don't remember that now.
It's
been a long time, you know, it's been seem like, but it hasn't been too long either, has it? Since the Wright brothers, you know, first were. Seemed like the best, I don't remember now, but at the time that Lindbergh flew the ocean, we were getting a paper then.
Yeah.
And we read about it, so. But I don't remember now the first airplane that I saw.
And what about a car? You said you've been talking about the horses and
buggies. Yeah. Well, I think that the first car that I ever saw was Dr. Hall after he came here and built this house. Well, he bought a car.
Yeah.
And he had a driver. He couldn't drive it, but he got a fella to come, and he would go in the country then out to see people, you know, that were sick, that couldn't come into the hospital. And that was the first car that I ever saw. With Dr. Jim Hall, he bought the first car that I ever saw.
How many churches were
there
different? The
denominations
of the churches or the...
That was near me.
Uh-huh.
Well, there was a Methodist that was about 3 miles, I guess. It must have been about 3 miles. It was a Methodist church. And my grandmother lived with us for a long time. And she was Methodist.
Mm-hmm.
But that was on my father's side. And on my mother's side, my grandmother and grandfather were Baptists.
Mm-hmm.
And so my mother and father joined. They were Baptists. And it was about 5 miles. And we went in a two-horse wagon to church. And we had church once a month.
Once a month.
Once a month.
So you'd read the Bible in your home?
Yeah, yeah. And Grandpa told us, we had Sunday school every Sunday, and we went. And he just, you know, we didn't have any literature, but he just taught us those things. You know, he read the scripture, I mean, he'd quote the scripture to us, you know, and tell us where it was at in the Bible, and for us to take our Bibles and look it up, you know, and he'd have us reading the scripture and all, and he taught us.
And
he
had a preacher with a traveling preacher.
Came once a month. And to preach.
And different preachers that would have been
no,
in different churches?
Now, there was a Primitive Baptist about a mile and a half from our house.
Mm-hmm.
And we went there sometimes. And we went with Grandma up to the Methodist church sometime. But the nun had it only once a month.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't have services only once a month, but they'd have it Saturday night and Sunday.
Mm-hmm.